Hey, thanks for tuning in to Race Time Radio. Let's take a look back now to the tilt and load time trials for the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour. It was beautiful sunny conditions on Saturday, September the 8th. Let's rejoin Tim Terry for those time trials.
Lap number two for Mike McKenzie comes in at a time of 14.628. McKenzie is sponsored by Bruce Sutherland Associates, HCP Hot Water Systems, Conrad Brothers, Speed Signs, GM Powertrain Assemblies, and MK Auto Products. Next up on the racetrack, it's Karen number 80, as he works around the corner number one this time, the king of the road from Pettibug, Roger Miller. Eric Noble Trucking and Innovative Drilling sponsoring the Ford number 80. Lap 1 comes to a close for Roger Miller, 14.916.
Tim, not a bad time for that number 80. See if he can get a quicker time this time around. Look at that, 14.833.
He's going to move up a little bit, and they've been fighting that race car these last couple of races, so hoping for that full-time season next season. But Roger Miller's team right now, they got to be proud with that lap.
Now taking to the racetrack, the 24 car. A Steve Ross in the 24. Nice and low on the racetrack, Tim. Getting ready to take that green flag, and Art Steens shows it to him.
One of the outside batteries, rookie of the year contender, sponsored by Speedy Auto Center Tacoma Drive, Blair's Custom Metals, 20 Degrees, Catchy Firms, Nichols Construction, Dugan Electric, Exide Batteries, and Vito's Truck Auto Service. Lap one for Ross, 14.998. So the rookie looking to pick it up, and he told me the same thing essentially Roger Miller told me. They've been fighting that race car. They're not quite sure what's wrong with it, but they're still trying to gain on it, trying to get a little bit of speed out of it. Lap number two comes up at an 8.93, 14.893 for Steve Ross.
So far, Tim, the number five of Jonathan Hickam has a provisional pole right now. The zero car, Sean Turple, with a second slot. The eight of Kent Vinson in third. The 0-2 of McKenzie and the 80 of Miller. Round out your top five right now. The 91, that's Dylan Gosby on the racetrack taking his time.
Gosby from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island will fall under the green flag right here from Arch Thieves. Sponsored this season by Wendell Taylor's Garage, Island Collateral, Andrew Motor Repair, and Auto Camping.
I see all your cheat sheets now. That's how you stay up to date on all these sponsors. Good job.
Yeah, I got a couple here, don't I? Lap number one is a 14.652, position number five, and I don't think Gosby's down. He was quick in practice, top five, I believe, in one of the final practices.
You know, Dylan Gosby locks it up, coming into turn number three. He's going to try and gather a backup checkered flag in the air. Look at that, even with a locked up right front, a 14.895.
Very respectable lap, first one going to count, though, as here comes car number 13, Chicane last week at Gary up at Speedway 660 for the Auto Value 250. That team took their second victory of the season with Cassius Clark at the helm, but it's not Cassius Clark driving here this afternoon.
No, in that car is Dean Blattenberg. It's going to be wild watching Dino go in this race car tonight, Tim. Always great to watch him on the Speedway.
Dean Blattenberg takes the green flag. The driver, originally from Tarbert, Nova Scotia, now hailing out of Mooresville, North Carolina. This entry is sponsored by King Freight Line, tasting the whole septic and Heron Chevrolet in New Glasgow. As Blattenberg's first lap comes to a close in these Atlantic tilt load time trials at a 14.600, position number four for the 13.
Yeah, Roly McDonald will be over in that pit area right now, trying to figure out what they're going to do to tweak that car and go a little bit quicker. You know, when the sun drops here on Scotia Speed World, these cars, if they're loose to begin with, those machines are going to tighten right up. The driver, it'll all come to them, but you got to be around in order for that transition to take place.
And Dean's been around a few racetracks in his day as well, so I don't think they're going to have a whole lot of a problem tweaking. Just they might go the wrong way, though. Sometimes it happens, and sometimes it baffles with this temperature and this changing racetrack.
Absolutely. Rookie contender on the racetrack now, the 0-3 car, that's Steve Helton.
Helping your rookie leader this season as he takes the green flag in his Toyota Camry. Sponsored by A.J. Millett and Sons, Thomas Construction, GD Fabrication, Al Halpin Excavating, Rustic Auto Repair, and Manchester Enterprises, the rookie from St. John this time going to complete lap number one.
You know, Tim, looking back to practice just earlier today, watch that number 89 of Donald Chisholm. He did jump to the top of the charts late in final practice. It'll be interesting to see what he brought here today with that Ford underneath him. This is going to be a wild, wild set of couple laps here for the 89 when he comes up.
And he will time trial 25th in our running order, so he's got the one of the late draws. Lap number two for Alvin is a 14.665. So the leading rookie, the XI Batteries Rookie of the Year race, will try to lock that up this afternoon. We talked about Emily Meehan being a fan favorite here at Scotia Speed World during that weekly racing series show last night. This guy right here has got a few fans in the stands as well.
Absolutely. The 99 Halifax Glass Chevrolet, that is Craig Swanwhite, as he takes a green flag for his two laps here at Scotia Speed World. Time trials all underway. Tilton, low time trials, if I might add. All underway for these guys. Of course, the Dartmouth Dodge 200 comes up in a little while here. White flag, look at that time. A 14.512. Jumps him to second on the speed charts. Can he do it here, Tim?
Yeah, it's looking pretty sporty right now for the Archibald Brilliant Glass. Even Howard Little Excavating, number 99, checkers up. And he's going to slow down a little bit to a 5-2-1, but he's also sponsored this season by Tri-County Ways, Double Z Automotive, Ace in the Hole Septic, Priority Precision Tooling Machine, and Atlantic Tilt Load. Here comes that 97.
I was just going to say, here comes a fan favorite here in Scotia Speed World, the 97 of John Fleming, also sponsored by Dartmouth Dodge. Running her down the back chute, coming to what's going to be the green flag here from Art Steves. And away it goes. Lap looks good, nice and low down at turn 1 and 2, Tim.
And there's a lot of rubber down in that groove. I went over to the driver's meeting and you could feel it under your feet. A lot of rubber, a lot of tack down. Going to be a lot of grip for some of these race car drivers. It's lap number one, puts him to the top of the board. 14.452. That's exactly what Fleming needs to do here this afternoon.
Incredible run for the 97 of John Fleming. We heard from him earlier today, his second lap even faster out of 14.380.
Wow, and that crowd erupted as soon as that came on the board over there. Also sponsored this season by Alpine Autoglass and Liquid Air. The number 97, the Dartmouth Dodge Charger, might be tough to beat here this afternoon.
You know, earlier today we did hear from John. He is one focused individual here today. And so it's the next driver that just pulled out of that racetrack, the number 4 car. You know he's focused in each and every time. Mike Stevens, winner a couple of times so far this year.
Number 4 of Stevens, sponsored by R. Stevens Mechanical, Marshall Cabinets, Clear Choice Autobody, Arctic Cat G. Burke, Roadway Systems Limited, Paysan Home Hardware, TNT Insulation, Sideway, Lindy, and Dragon Construction.
Did a little bit of batting over here next door. I wonder what they're doing. Okay, what do we got? Whoa, real high on the racetrack that time for the 4.
I'm not sure what he was doing there. I might have been checking out the marbles up there in corner number 3 and 4. It's 880. You can see it on the board. It's reflected on the stock block. You're going to lock him up going into corner number 3. Stevens has a handful out of corner number 4, and it's going to pick up to a 7.45, but man, Mike Stevens had a handful there.
May not be fast in qualifying. Look for him to be incredibly fast when the 200 comes up. He's probably got the race set up in him. A lot of different drivers will set up either for the time trial to want that fast time, or they'll set it up for the long run. By the look of it, the 4 car, he's going to be good to go for that 200.
And how about car number 11 now on the racetrack? It's the Mega Enterprises Limited, number 11. From Fall River, Nova Scotia, Marty Primo.
Nice and low down into turn 1 and 2. Let's the car drift up to the high side, heading down the back stretch, Tim. The 11 pins it to the bottom, coming through turns 3 and 4, a little higher than what John was, a little different line. And he comes out with a 14.606 on his first lap.
Very respectable first lap for the Mega Enterprises Chevrolet Impala, as Primo looks to take away a top 8 position to lock himself directly to the Dartmouth Dodge 200. So it's down a little bit, 6-1-2, 14-6-1-2 for the number 11. And, of course, crew chief by Handy Andy this season. And He's winning right here at Coach Speed Rolls, so he's looking to get his second career tour victory this afternoon.
The 72, that is young Brad Eddy heading out onto the racetrack now for his two quick laps. Here's your top five so far. The 97, John Fleming, on top of the board right now for time trials. The 5 of Hicken is second. 99 of Slon White. The 0 car comes in fourth. And we have the 8 of Kent Vincent, currently fifth. The 72 car on the racetrack, first lap, 14.989 for young Eddy.
And this lap should be the first lap here recorded. White flag will fly. And 5:01, 14:501. Eddie, position number 3, it's the Davis Collision Center CSN 4, and also sponsored by Samuel Metals, Eastlake King Freight. Imagine it, design it, signs, and Richard Jamison contracting. Position number 2 for Eddie at a 14:431. Man, this kid has really turned up the wick in the past couple of weeks.
You know what? That was the first car I believe we've seen where the second lap has been the faster of the two.
There's been one or two. Fleming comes to mind as well. He picked up a little bit on his last lap as 66. Now on the racetrack, that's the driver from Hubley, Nova Scotia, Darryl Marr.
Darryl Marr picking up the green flag for lap number 1. Same thing, Tim. Nice and low for the 66 in through turns 1 and 2. Drifts up to the wall. Let's see if the 66 pins it down as low as Fleming did. And it looks like he's going to. Lap number 1 puts him at a 14.481. Good enough for third spot right now on lap 2 coming up.
Yeah, Darryl's established himself as a good qualifier. Big slide at a corner number 3, and that will box that lap. Doesn't matter what it is, but we'll tell you it's a 15.965. He's sponsored this season by English Jewelers, K. Hibley Woodworking and Contracting, A1 Towing and Recovery, Sure Courier Services, Auto Choice Parts and Paints, Cobble Quick Mountain Sports, Point Design Group, Pantane's Auto Parts, Trevor Wheatley Plumbing and Heating, Wayne's World Lobster and Seafood, Valvoline, Exide, and Euroworks.
It is another past champion of the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour on the racetrack now, the 52. That's Sean Tucker. He will pick up the green flag from Art Steves. The timer starts rolling. Let's see how the 52 does this time, Tim.
He is sponsored this season by Rockton Equipment Limit, SRS Collision Center, and AL Gullison Disaster Cleanup. Lap number 1 for the 52 comes up at 14.552. 14.552 for the 52 of Tucker on his final lap.
It'll be interesting to see how he negotiates turn 3 and 4 on lap number 2. Beautifully coming through. Is he going to pick it up? Yes, he does. It's a 14.483. Good enough for 4th on the board, Tim.
Position number 4 for the 52. Another driver that was quick in these practice sessions. It's car number 45. Streamline Auto Service, NGH Industrial Services, Terra Marine Environmental, and welcoming on the car for the finale, it's Top Construction and Atlantic Tilt Load, car number 45 from Dutch Settlement, Leonard Bootler.
You know, Tim, thinking back to the Atlantic Cat 250, it was the 45 car of Leonard Bootler. Right where it says Speed World on that back stretch, or right around there, is where he had some incredibly hard impact into the outside retaining wall. Looks good to see that Leonard's got that car back together. White flag out. And a time of a 14.607 for the 45 car.
And it's mighty quick around that bubble position to lock yourself in and get into the dash. We'll see if Bootler can pick it up here. Checkers in the wind at a 5.31. We'll see where that sits Bootler here in just a few moments time. 14.531.
Okay, your top five as it stands right now. The 97, that is John Fleming up top. The 72, Brad Eddy is second. The 66, Darryl Marr in third. 52, Sean Tucker is fourth right now. And that leaves the fifth spot for the number 5, Castle Building Chevrolet of Jonathan Hicken. On the racetrack now, the 15 car.
The rookie driver from Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, making his first Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour start. It's Mike Alexander behind the wheel. Alexander, sponsored by Arthur Kinsman Auto Salvage, Speed Signs, Scott Fraser Racing, Vito's Truck and Trailer, King Racing, and Speedway Bear Machine. Lap number 1 is a 15.404. For the number 15 of Alexander, youngster behind the wheel. You've seen a wheel of sportsman car here before.
That kid can do whatever you need to do to win here. That's Scotia Speed Roll, second time up on the board, Tim, 15.239, respect. time for a first-time juror run. And he's been chomping at the bit. He's been waiting patiently to get that first start, and we'll have to see what he can do during the 200. Here comes the Red Rocket, number 29, down to the racetrack. From Springville, Prince Edward Island, sponsored by Atlanta Dodge Dealers, Loyalist Northern Tile, the PEI International Motoring Festival, Dave's Snowmobile Repair at 8 p.m., it's the 29 of Greg Proud. What a beautiful-looking race car, Tim. These guys do a fantastic job on that 29 Dodge. As Greg takes the green flag from Art Steves, down into turn one and two, nice and low on that white line, lets the car drift up. Heading down the back stretch. Let's see if he keeps it right down, tucked in low. And Greg Proud does hard off on turn four. White flag in the air with a 14.726.
Going to have to pick it up here a little bit to get into that dash as the 29 down the back straightaway. Looking for a little more here. Checkers will be up this time from Art Steves. Oh, slides a little bit into the corner. And a 5.59. We'll see where that puts him. He's currently off the top five. So three more positions here are going to make it into that dash. But when we look back at this season, we look at that 29 car. You saw the final one run for the initial Red Rocket at Riverside for the Ron McGilvery 100. And now the brand new car looks like they finally have that piece dialed in.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim, you want to talk about a driver fired up for today's race. In behind the wheel of that 23, that's Kobe Smith. He can't wait to get the green flag out for this one. As Kobe flies down the straightaway, picks up the green flag. For his first lap, he wants it dandy. The anticipation will be incredibly high in that seat right now.
And he's in a great piece, number 23, the SFR Chevrolet Impala, up at a four. Chipper, white flag up, and it's a 14.692. Very respectable first lap.
Colby Smith, usually in the 17 car. Today, he's the 23. He's in the Pro Stock Tour, and he takes the checker flag with a 14.564. What a run for a rookie here.
Very respectable time for that number 23, and we'll see where that slots in here in just a few moments' time when it comes to the Dartmouth Dodge Heat races and the Fast City Raceway Dash for Cash. One of the rookies on the field, Joe, it's number 14 from Albany, Prince Edward Island, Terry Duguay.
I met Terry Duguay back at Riverside International Speedway for the IWK 250 and said, Terry, you're a rookie in the series. And he said, yeah, I'm an old rookie. He said, but it never gets old. I love this tour. I couldn't wait to get out here and run with these guys. He's living a dream in that 14 car. He's also under the green flag right now for Woody. He is hoping to be the fast time here today in Scotia Speed World. White flag up. A time of 15.074. He did slip up coming through turn four on that first lap. Let's see what Terry Duguay can do this time around.
Duguay working corner number four once again. Puts the power down, checkers up at a 14.893. He's sponsored this season by Right On Board Locksman, Wet and Wild Car Wash, Wayne's Automart, Duguay Electric, Walmart Incorporated, City Flooring, and City Glass, Duck River Industries, the Cooperators, GJ Rotisserie's Chicken and Ribs, Barry's Glass, and Gentleman Jim's Restaurant and Lounge.
Next up on the Speedway, the number 98. That is Jerome Kehoe, rookie from last year, Tim. He's a veteran now. Rookie stripes off the back of the car, down the back stretch. As he's warming those tires up, get ready to see the green flag in Art Steves' hand. He sees it. Pedal to the floor.
And the 2010 Rookie of the Year, so 2 years.
Oh, look at that. Time flies when you're up and flying.
It does. It's the ideal concrete set from Contractors, Celtic Current, and Ace in the Hole. Number 98, up at a four, white flag up from Art Steves. At a time of 14.764, the pride of Cape Breton on his final lap.
As Jerome heads for turn three, keeping it nice and low. Let's see how he comes off turn four. The car looks great. Checkers in the air with a 14.793. Good lap for the 98.
And I believe next up on the racetrack, we're going to see that car that you said could very well take away these Atlantic Tilt Low Time Trials.
Well, you know what, Tim? I've got my money laid on this Celtic Ford Nova Construction driver. This is Donald Chisholm in behind the wheel. Incredibly fast. The last three tour races that we've seen and covered here on Racetime Radio, this driver was the one to watch in time trials. And here we go. He was fast at the end of last practice. Look at how low he is on that racetrack. Let's the 89 float up to the wall. pulls it down nice and low going through turns three and four. Ring on the bottom of that white line. And look at the time. A 14.590. Chisholm's going to have to pick it up if he wants the pole here today.
That's a quick first lap, Joe, for the Pioneer Gold Nova Construction Stones RV Center and Wearball Garments. Number 89, 4-4-4 for the 89 on lap number 2. Going to put him in position number 3. He did indeed pick it up a little bit.
Well, watch him later today. He's going to be fast in the race, you know it. Now on the racetrack, the Canadian Tire number 35. That's Brad Mann. I know he's got his own cheering section here in the grandstand somewhere. You can bet they're going to be hollering later tonight for the number 35 as Brad makes his way down the front stretch, picks up the green flag.
The veteran from Glenlivet, New Brunswick, is sponsored by Castro Motorola. You mentioned Canadian Tire Auto Service and also Solo Vision. Solo Vision on board the number 35, the second half of this season. White flag up for the driver of the 35, a time of 15.151.
Just seeing a WestJet land over there. How much you want to bet it's Jerry Paxton, our in-race reporter in the infield? Jerry is on his way in from Hamilton to call today's race as well.
Well, if he's in the plane, does that make him an in-plane reporter right now?
He would be right now. I guess he would be.
14.748 is lap number 2, and I believe the only driver that has not taken time in these Atlanta tilt-low time trials, he missed a spot in line, is the number 21, Sean Pierce. Pierce, sponsored by South Shore Speed and Sound, Steve's Ironworks, D.E. Berry Light Metalworks, A.M.A. Pierce Forestry, Hercules SLR in Dartmouth, Bridgewater Petro Canada, Pleasantville Signs, and Scotia Propane. So we'll have to see what's plaguing that number 21 right now as we will go to the racetrack here in just a few moments. Time, Joe, we're going to reset for the Fast Eddie Race where Dash for Cash.
Absolutely, Jim. Look forward to it. We're in for some great racing, everybody.
So, with the times all set, we were all prepared and ready to go for the Dash for Cash. Tim Terry on the racetrack, as he has the fastest 8 qualifiers, picking a hat. Inside the hat, the position in which that driver will start. Tim Terry spoke with a few drivers as they were choosing the numbers.
To Darryl Meyer. How about the 52 with Sean Pecker? They left in the front row somewhere. This is one of the front row starting spots. It's sixth for the number 52 with Tucker. What do you got for the boys here tonight?
We struggled all day in practice. We've been playing real hard with this car. It's been a big motor out of the crane over, so we're struggling with the balance, but we've repaired it, and hopefully we have something tonight.
You've won this race before. What do you have to do over 200 laps to come home with that checkered flag? That's the 52 of Tucker, the fallout of a Jonathan Hicken. They left the front row. Number 5 for the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. What do you got for tonight for 200 laps?
We got a pretty good pace. The boys were kind of out there today and a real steady pace. And I think it's going to be there at the end, I think.
Mathematical job means you're going to go up and lead all these laps and win this thing in order to have a shot at the championship, right?
Yeah, we got a long shot, I'd say. Season. Oh, yeah, we're happy.
Jonathan Hick, and NFL at 99, Greg Sonlight. Okay, it's either inside front row, outside front row. Where is it? You're going to take the inside here. Is this number one? This is number two. Is he inside line, outside line? Where do we want to start here, ideally, let's go check.
Right now, probably inside, later on outside.
You won this race last season, defending champion. You won the first race of the season. Can we bookend the season here at Scotia?
I'd like to hope so, but we're going to need a lot of luck. You know, there's a lot of fast cars here today, and just keep the fenders on and race that last 150. We'll see.
And get out of that 10-minute mark.
That's right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
That's the 99 of Slidewind and the 45 of Leonard Bootlegger. We didn't leave you a whole lot of choice, but I think you like what they left you. We'll get the hat here, and we'll see that it is number one for Leonard Bootlegger. We'll get Leonard to autograph the hat. Back together, it's been faster in practice.
It's been decent, actually. I got some sponsors I'd like to thank, because without them, we probably wouldn't be here yet. So a couple of new sponsors on the car for the weekend, for the last couple of weeks, is Atlantic Tilt Load, Darren Butcher, Joe Mason from Toth Construction. I got to thank my regulars, John Dillman, NDH Industrial, Bird Avenger Streamline Auto, Caravan Environmental, and I don't know, I think we got them all. But I got to thank everybody. We put a lot of hours into that car in the last couple of weeks, and it's paying off, I think.
Had the shakedown mode 660 last week.
We were decent. We got a lap down early and just never could get back on the lead lap, but we passed some good cars at the end. It was good.
Can you go up and some extra money up in the dash?
I don't know about that, but we'll give her a go.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's the 45 from Dutch Summit, Leonard Bootlegger. We're going to go upstairs in just a few moments' time. We will get going again at 410 laps in the fast any race where dash for dash, the final dash of the 2012 season.
Well, you know, Tim, it's going to be a wild dash with these cars on the racetrack. It's going to be a wild Dartmouth Dodge 200 as well. Don't forget the Sportsman cars are going to be out for their 50-lap championship run here at Scotia Speed World. We're all looking forward to that. What a beautiful day here at Scotia Speed World. I want to thank you all for coming out here today with some of the best cars in Canada on the racetrack. I want you to know, we're getting reports all the time here on Racetime Radio from the different speedways across Canada. The NASCAR Canadian Tire Series races on hold in Barrie. It's raining hard. Looks like those guys may be out of luck to get any kind of racing in tonight, but we will keep you up to date there. I believe we still have a little problem down in Richmond as well for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. A little bit of rain falling down there as well, so I guess we're in the right spot. If we're going to be anywhere, it's going to be right here at Scotia Speed World for a Dynamite Night of Racing.
The fast Eddie race where Dash for Cash is set to go green. Looks like the dash is lined up, and we are just a few moments away from going green to flag racing for 10 laps. A little bit extra cash on the line for the Fast Any Race Wear Dash for Cash. If you want to get on board and wear what the pros wear, check out Fast Any Race Wear. They have outfitted the first truck from Stockton this season with their uniforms.
Junior, great looking field here today at Scotia Speed World. This dash is where it's all going to be. Absolutely. We've seen a great run back at the 250 with that 99 car, Slodway. He was working on the outside for the beginning portion of that race, the Cat 250. I know he said the inside row is where he wants to be, but, you know, I think he's going to make it work here. That 99 car is definitely the one to watch. 97 of John Fleming as well looks great today. He's definitely carried a lot of speed through the center, and it should be interesting. Throughout this dash, this is the first time that he's going to get a good, decent run here. As the cars make their way down the backstretch, Tim Terry, this is going to be what the fans need to see. This is going to be a Dynamite race.
And the 45 of Leonard Boone are going to start this race from the pole position. I mean, Leonard Slonway going to start position at number 2. 66, Darryl Marrows from position number 3. With the 72, the extra brand into the outside. 5, Jonathan Higgin in 5th. 6 belongs to the number 52 of Sean Tucker. 99 27 to John Fleming, rolls out from 7th. And completing your top 8 is Donald Chisholm. If you missed the Atlanta Tilt Low Time Trials, you do not see your championship point leader, Sean Turple, on the racetrack to dash the heats. They don't pay any points, but Turple is going to start no better than 9th in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Oh, that could play into effect here. This championship chase is Fleming. We'll start just a couple of rows in front of him when it comes feature time. Mark Wilson pulls the pace car in the infield 10 laps, presented by Fast Eddie Lee Harvey. Down the back straight with 45, up Boot Bear, the 99, and Swanwhite side by side. Leonard Boot Bear, lead five, one of them. Boot Bear looks like he's way ahead, down into the back of the 99, may have got the back of the 45, up off 4.
Yeah, a little bit there. He definitely washed up the racetrack coming off of turn 3. Right in the middle, he kind of struggled coming off of turn 4. Now it's clear, watch him get on the bottom down here in 22.
And 45 getting some bite there, I think. Coming off corner number 2 with the car length leading on down and slow away, but don't look now. Here comes the 66. Up Darryl Carver, close again.
So you two guys are going to go turbo. Watch that guy over there. He's going for the 97. If there's contact on the racetrack, we'll be watching you three guys right here. We got a pink hat on the back of this gentleman. Who do you think is going to win today?
Oh, I'm rooting for Roger Miller.
Roger Miller in the 80.
Yeah.
How about the Sportsman car? It's got great action coming up over the racetrack now.
Yeah.
Which one are you taking in this race? Okay, I can tell you right now, looking at the cars and around the racetrack, keep your eye on that number 38 and keep your eye on that number 66. Two fast cars.
Okay.
Okay, back to you, Jim, upstairs. What do you think this could be done in my race?
Yes, is Dartmouth Dodge 50 going to be doing? We are going to qualify for after 50-lap feature there, racing for points here in these heat races. And a lot of interesting competition in this one. 96 going to start on the pole from about 7 minutes to Tony Mason. Behind the wheel of the Mason Motorsports Grand Prix. To the outside, your 2012 Wooden Door Bistro Rookie of the Year in the class. The number 73 is sponsored by Mountain Mustang. It's John Hone from Hansport. 7 is the new people from DeBert, Andrew Starks. 78 to the outside from the Bridgewater area, it's Craig Doggett. 00C, that's Jeff Campbell. The 66 on the outside from Gibson, Bronson, Genesee. The second race for the Cow Car, number 93, of Marie Brown. And second race back, the driver hails from West Jessica, gets the bet for Century 21 Classic Grand Prix for Ravis Roma.
You know, Tim, I think Jerry Paxton just landed. I think he's here at the Speedway. I've just seen the shuttle bus go by. We'll be picking up Jerry here shortly as the lights go out on top of the pace car and the field picks it up. Coming down the front stretch. And the green flag is up.
John Bono outside of Tony Mason side by side as they go into quarters number 1 and 2. Mason trying to hold off the rookie on the outside line, the Mountain Mustang, number 73, John Bone. Looking to go to the lead here, 1 lap completed, and he'll take the lead. Watch Craig Doggett in position number 3, 78 to the outside of the number 7, the new feet bullet, Andrew Starks.
Tim, the 7 of Andrew Starks looks absolutely spectacular in the center of the corner. Look at him rotate through the center. He should be able to clear the 78 car coming up off of 4. Great run for the 7 of Starks.
How about the animal behind him, the 00C of Jeff Campbell, to the inside of the number 78 of Craig Doggett. He's beginning to move, and as Joe said, that number 66 of Bronson Genesee is always quick.
Most definitely. I spoke with the animal, the 00C of Jeff, the 00C of Jeff Campbell, down in the pit area today. I said, are you the cage animal today, or did you get let out? And he said, I got let out today.
And he's always got a quick pace as he looks at the battle in front of him between Starks and Mason. John Bone beginning to run away with this one. This would be his first sportsman victory if he can pick it up here. 4 laps on the big board down the back straightaway. This time by, we'll see the cross flags. Halfway for the Wooden Door Bistro Rookie of the Year. 93, Marie Brown around in corner number 2. Travis Roma avoids as the caution flag will fly. And Junior, I don't have the list in front of me, but they presented me with the list last week. That's called the cow card because that card has come from many different places. Body panels, chassis, different stuff has come on that 93. I believe Clint Vincent has a couple of panels on that car.
Most definitely. You know what? It takes a lot of different efforts when you're racing a stock car. You can do a pile of different things, and you need to. You need to combine resources in order to go out and go race your car every week. By the looks of it, there's not a whole lot of stickers on the side of that car, and that probably means that it's a family-run organization. When you're doing something like that, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of support from a lot of different people, and you know what? That's what racing's all about. That's what's so friendly to this sport. Right now, with this yellow flag, I think it plays directly in the hands of the 7 of Andrew Starks. He looked definitely like a class in the field in this heat race. That 7 car is going to be starting on the inside, directly behind your leader in the 73 car, so it should be very interesting when we do go back to green, if that 7 car can make a run at this thing and be one of the fast qualifiers.
And Andrew Starks, one of those drivers that's running a part-time schedule this season here at Scotia Speed World. The last time that car was out, it was out here for the Dartmouth Dodge Sportsman 100. It was driven by Pete Miller, and I believe it was brought back in a box somewhere around this front straightaway here, pinned up against the wall.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the cars that went off on the rollback. Very tough break, but should be very interesting when we do come back to green. By the looks of it, they've got Starks lining up on the outside. He did clear the 96 curve, so he's going to be lining up on the outside of row number 1. As the pace car lights are out, we're going to be coming back to the green this time by.
Tony Mason in that number 96 going to line up in position number 3 behind your front row of the 73 of Bone and the 7 of Andrew Starks. Pace car in 73 on the lap pedal. Green flag flies, and what a start for the former Ace Lumberyard Lightning Car champion at the Speed World, Andrew Starks to the lead.
Look at the run. He's clear by 2, clear by 3 now. Pull it away from your second place car in the 73. 2 by 2 behind that. Great door-to-door action for the caged animal, the 00C.
2 laps to go for the number 7 of Starks as the 00C of Jeff Campbell. right there. Now he's 6-28. So it looks like he might pick up the spot here.
Well, it's definitely, that was a great save coming off of turn number two. But no, Owens, he watched for a little bit of payback. That was definitely using the right front fender of that 96 car.
We are on the final lap here at Darbyton, Heat Race number one for the Darbyton Sportsman Series. As this time by, these guys will pick up the checkered flag. Seven starts to victory lane. Pone, Mason, Campbell, and Doggett. Your top five with Shanice and Travis Roma completing your field.
You know, Tim, we've got some great news. The man we've all been waiting for, Jerry Paxton, makes his way all the way from Hamilton, Ontario, right here to Scotia Speed Road, the West End Lambs. We got our Jerry all set to go for down on pit road. Jerry, how was the flight? Flight was awesome. I asked the pilot, can you just put it in the parking lot? I'll jump out. I'll run in. He said, no, can't do that. So we had to ride the shuttle over. You left the rain behind. Man, beautiful weather here in the Maritimes today.
Oh, I couldn't be happier. I can tell you this, though. The Twitter was alive in Ontario this morning. They started raining out racetracks at 9 o'clock. And by noon hour, I think there were two that were holding out, praying that it was going to dry up tonight. Everybody I talked to just kept telling them, sunshine, blue skies, and hot racing. That's Halifax.
The seven goes to victory lane here in the Sportsman. Man, Tim, we got a big 50-lapper coming up for those guys to decide the championship right here.
And that's the blue line, New Holland number seven. Ladies and gentlemen in the stands, give it up for Andrew Starks. He's won an Ace Lumberman Lightning Car Championship here, Rookie of the Year, I believe. He's all of about 20 or 21 years old, and he's eager to get back out here in one of these Darbyton Sportsman Series race cars. But here comes heat race number two for these sportsman cars. I believe we might have three heats here. We have a ton of sportsman cars in the pit area, guys.
Yeah, most definitely. I was talking to the current points leader, Aaron Bootlier, down there, driver of the number four Chevrolet. Down in the pit area earlier today, I said, where do you start? And he goes, I'll be the last car on the racetrack for these sportsman cars. He won last time out with the number four car, and he said, you know, this is a great car count for the end of the season, and definitely going to be some exciting action out of some of these cars. I know the seven car of Andrew Starks definitely looked like the class of the field in the last heat race. I know I watched that 11 car Vino, and he was one of the fastest cars through practice. He's got something for that seven car, and as well Haas. Haas is always difficult here, and you know, there's a lot of great competition in this sportsman field, and it's going to be an awesome feature event. You can guarantee that.
And you're going to see Harry Ross White in this heat race. Heat race number two, the sophomore sensation from Three Fathom Harbor. Going to start on the pole. It's Brantley Perry in the RevMy Electric Chevrolet. To the outside, 14 from infield is Alex Johnson. 05 to the inside, Fred Schofield from Windsor. The Browns Affordable Towing 2 is Kirk Ryan. 18 from No Road, Harry Ross White. 47 to the outside from Inverness is Dave Timmons. 12, Wade Slonowick from Beaver Bank. And double zero from Halifax. Third place in the Classic, Brian Jolly. We're all problems in corner number three. Perry just went straight from the pole.
Yeah, for sure. The 37 car got hooked up. Looks like he touched doors a little bit with the 14 car rolling down the back straight away, warming up the tires. They hooked a little bit by the looks of the left side of the 14. Can you see some damage on the side? Yeah, you can see some damage right at the front. Looks like they hooked scrub rails and then washed up the racetrack. Should not be a major incident here. Watch for a little bit of debris down in 3 and 4, but we'll get a report from the pace car just to make sure that the track is all clear.
Yeah, tough break for them. Brantley Perry has had one of those up-and-down seasons as well. Just can't seem to close. He only's got a podium finish here so far, but he's looking for a little more.
Brantley Perry was in a ball the last time I seen that 37 car right in the middle of the back straightaway for the big 100 lapper earlier on in the year, the night before the prelude to the Cat 250. And, you know, ever since then I've been following the results, and it's just little stuff like that that can happen. Just simple contact with the side of the 14 car, and you never know. You can have a tire go down. You can have anything happen. And, you know, it's a butterfly effect when you have little incidents like that that change over and really create bad stuff throughout a big feature event. They're doubling them up this time by. The lights on the pace car should be out. Coming to the green.
We are coming to the green. Brantley Perry might have a little bit of debris flying from the back of that if that keeps flapping there on the back end of the bumper cover. But it looks like we are going to get to the green flag this time as Perry has a huge start on the rest of this field.
Yeah, he definitely crushed the 14 car coming to the green flag. hopefully the starter likes it. The green flag stays out down the back stretch, and now you've got Schofield chasing down the 37 of Perry.
Dave Timmons, three wide, picks up two spots at the 14 car, falls back to the rear. Look at Wade Slonway. What a tough break this 12 car has had this season.
Most definitely the 12 car just piled in there. Everybody checked up as we've got Hoff loose on the back straightaway, looking to the inside of the 05 Schofield.
Fred Schofield to the outside, the 18 of Harry Rosswhite looking on the inside. Meanwhile, Bradley Perry sporting some battle scars out in front of this field.
Hey, there's some carnage out here on this racetrack. You got the leader with the rear bumper dragging. You got the back marker. Slonwhite, he's sitting right there in the last place. He's got a little bit of damage on the hood. Hopefully those hood pins on the right front of that race car hold together.
Oh, there goes the 37. That bumper cover, as we mentioned, Perry might have to pit to get that removed. And he doesn't have to pit. It comes off in corner number three, and he goes around in corner number four. So I believe that might be he's going to get it right in again. As we somehow stay right here.
That is a weird transition of events there with the 37 car losing the back bumper. It's sitting right up in the middle of turn three and four out of the racing group, and then he lost it. I don't know. I don't understand why that happened, but he got loose coming off of turn four.
As he is back underway, and your new leader of this race now is Harry Rosswhite. Schofield in second, but here comes the E.D. McKinnon Trucking, number 47 from Inverness, Dave Timmons, working up on your top two.
Harry Rosswhite looks to be extremely loose as we've got the 37 around again up in turn three.
47 to Timmons. He spins to avoid. That's not good at all. It's the 37 of Harry. He's got a front end now that's crushed in. He's got no bumper cover on the back end. Man, we're six laps through the same race, and I think Perry's damaged almost all four corners of that car.
Yeah, most definitely. That was definitely a bad chain of events there for the 37 of Perry. A tough break for the 47 car as well. That's one of those butterfly effect things that I was talking about. There's stuff that could be wrong with that 37 from that initial contact with Johnson in the 14 that you just can't foresee. It could be a flat tire. It could be anything. And judging by the way that car looked, he lost all the handling out of that 37 car within a few laps. And now he's rolled pit side to have his crew take a look at it.
And you can see the back of the 47 of Dave Timmons as well when he backed up into the number 37 of Bradley Perry. And with covering Tim's corner this season, I've covered a couple of demolition derbies, and believe it or not, Dave Timmons was in one of those demolition derbies, a four-cylinder derby, so it's a little bit different than racing at Riverside or racing here at Scotia, but I guess he's used to racing with a little bit of damage on his car.
Most definitely. And interesting enough, that 47 car did go to the back, even though the yellow flag was out. He was deemed an involved car, I guess, because he stopped on the racing surface. But he definitely has got a good car, and that damage to the rear end shouldn't really affect him a whole lot. But I really like the chances of this 05 at Schofield. He got into a little bit of contact there, lost second spot, and now he's going to be back up in the second spot, and he's going to be coming for that 18 car Haas.
He's going to make sure he hits his marks here, not to go wide, as he did a couple of laps ago, and that's how you mentioned he lost that position to Harry Rosswhite. As we go down the back straightaway, we're getting ready for green. Look at the two right up on the 18.
Yeah, Kirk Ryan is definitely pushing the 18. You know, that gets into the driver's head. Watch him get on it. The two car's already anticipating it, and he's ducking to the inside already of your second-place car in the 05 at Schofield.
The Archibald German Blasting Man's Garage and Trucking, number 18, clears the 05 down the back straightaway, two. Now underneath the 05 as they work in corner three and four. This time, two to go for your leader, Schofield. Going to fall back one spot, and here comes Charlie Moore.
Kirk Ryan cleared that 05 car by inches as we've got the 12 of Slonwhite around on the entrance of turn one. Green is still in the air as the 12 gets rolling again, but Kirk Ryan is after your leader, only about a car length and a half back with the 18 of Haas.
As we go down the back straightaway for the final time, 18, Harry Rosswhite wraps this one up in the back. Derby Dodge, heat race two goes to Haas. Ryan, Schofield, Jolly Moore, and Timmons, your top five. And I talked to Haas back in the Bay Area a little bit earlier on, and he said, pretty good season so far, one of main feature, and looking to finish the elephant style.
Absolutely, and that's how you do it. You got to be a fast qualifier. You got to get a good starting position heading into this 50-lapper, and then you got to use your equipment in the right way. These guys don't have the brakes that the Pro Stock Tour cars have. They don't have the radiators that they have. They don't have whole lot of parts and pieces that make those Pro Stock cars last for these long races. 50 laps, if this thing goes green, it's going to be the guy who conserves his equipment the best. And if it doesn't go green all the way, that means that we're going to have a lot of yellows, and it's going to be the guy that dodges all the mayhem out on that racetrack. So, you know, these cars here, it's all about conservation. And Haas looked like he conserved very, very well there, and then he really laid down the hammer and dropped the gauntlet with about three to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Harry Ross White. Archibald Towing and Blasting, Van Zandt's Auto Parts, Means Garage and Trucking, and Jeff White Forestry Products, sponsoring the number 18 this season. Here comes Derek McDodge, heat race number 3. And Junior, I look at this field. Your top 3 are battling for second in points. They are separated by 1 point.
Most definitely, and 1 point is not a whole lot out here. There's no cushion at all for these guys. That 11 car of Jordan Vino, that car that he is in of Mike Alexander's, is the same car that Dean Clattenburg drove to a very, very respectable finish out here for their 100 lapper. Watch Vino in that 11 car, because he was definitely the fastest in practice. He was the fastest in all 3 practices other than the second to last practice that they had. So he's definitely got the field covered. I was watching him in practice, and he's bringing his guns a-blazing for this race. But watch your points leader, the 4 car. He's got to be very conservative out here and really stay out of everything that's going to happen if there is anything.
And I asked him a little bit earlier on, I said, what's up with this car? They bought it from Mike Alexander on Thursday night. They had the 3 practices to dial it in. I asked, where's the other car? He said the motor fell apart on it on Thursday.
Yeah, for sure. And he said, there's a lot of difference here. As we double up, we're going to be getting the white flag this time by. We're going to come to the green next time. But that 11 car does not have any brake proportioning valves, which his other car, the Chevrolet or the Ford, had brake proportioning valve up front. So he said the brakes aren't as good in this 11. He said, but the power plant works great, and it rolls through the corners great, and he's got a lot to get used to. So watch that 11 car. It should be a very interesting race as we come to the green flag this time.
Green flag out. It's Larry Fisher and Jordan Vino, the two Fords from Porter's Lake. On the front row, Fisher goes a little bit wide, the 11 of Vino to the outside. He looks to take the lead, but don't look now. Here comes the Dodge, your 48th annual River Glade International winner, Russell Smith Jr., the outside.
It looks like the outside lane at this racetrack is starting to come together. The 11 of Vino got an absolutely textbook restart on the outside, and we've got a little bit of pressure now from Smith ducking to the left rear corner of the 11 of Vino. As 95 Mike Banks gets a little bit squirrely coming off of turn 4.
Keep in mind, Junior, they paid points for these heat races. It's 10 to win, 1 on back per position. Right now, Vino has the upper hand on those guys battling for second. Also, your point leader, Bootleggers, here comes double 4 on the double 1. Russell Smith Jr. to the inside of Jordan Vino.
You know, I called the 44 car Russell Smith last time relentless. And that's exactly what that textbook move right there. On the inside of Vino, that was 100% textbook, as we have the 92 car around, coming off of turn 4, green flag is still out, he gets the car rolling again, and we've got a great door-to-door battle up front for the lead.
Russell Smith Jr. to the inside, Jordan Vino to the outside, Vino trying to hold on to it, but Russell Smith Jr., that Dodge on the inside line, looking to take away that top spot, 95 of Banks in third, Jeff Dillman in fourth, your point leader, Aaron Bootler in fifth, Fisher in 6th, Brian Acker in 7th, and Carmen Camel complete your field.
This door-to-door battle for first spot is absolutely epic. You've got Russell Smith, who's digging on the bottom. The 11 of Vino digging up top. They're good in different places on the racetrack. As you see the 11 pull him down the straightaway, the 44 roll through the center and get a little nose edge on him. It should be very interesting as these guys wind it down. The first guy to lose grip somewhere is going to be the first guy to lose spot. As the 44 of Smith drops to the bottom of the racetrack, looks to be off the pace a bit.
As we check up in quarter number 3, we have 2 to go this time. The 44 of Smith and the 95 of Banks are both off the pace here. It almost looks like there was a caution flag out, but Jordan Vino and the rest of the field still going.
Jordan Vino is driving away from this field. The 44 looked to me like he had a little bit of trouble and couldn't get her going again. But 0 of Dillman definitely capitalized on it as the white flag comes out this time. 11 of Vino just crushed everybody.
And look at that 4, Aaron Bootler, looking at position over the checkers, up for Vino.
Russell Smith looked extremely good. It should be interesting to see what happened with the 44th car, because that was definitely a little bit unorthodox. As we've got the 11 doing a little bit of celebrations down here, taking that checkered flag, it's got to feel good to have a different car and still be able to go to victory lane.
Your victory lap being taken by Borders Lake, Nova Scotia's Jordan and Vino. Vino is sponsored by Blue Nose Well Drilling, Vino's Truck and Auto. Auto Choice, Eastern Shore Heritage Provincial Equipment, PF Renovators, and RC Construction. Ladies and gentlemen, once again from Borders Lake, second place in points, Jordan Vino.
One question I want to ask, and that's to Jerry Paxton. Jerry Paxton, this racetrack is definitely conducive to side-by-side racing, and we just seen something that was absolutely spectacular. They were door-to-door for a good three laps, and there was no contact. They were side-by-side without nailing each other, but Tim, that was absolutely spectacular racing up front. Side by side, door to door, there wasn't a whole lot of contact. And that's something you see a lot here at Scotia Speed World.
And with all our divisions, you saw it here last night, you saw it here this evening, I think the one buzzword is respect. These guys have a lot of respect for each other, and especially with this racetrack, side by side racing, contact's going to happen eventually.
Absolutely. On a short track of any kind, there's definitely going to be contact. You got to be wary of contact. But, you know, there's one guy rolling onto the racetrack right now that he definitely commands respect tonight because he is the points leader, but he cannot have any contact, especially through these heat races. He's got to be very careful. He's got a great starting spot for his heat, and he looked very stable in the initial time trial and as well through practice, and that's the zero car of Sean Turple. He's going to be your pole sitter for heat number one in the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Now, keep in mind, these drivers are racing for their starting positions. So if Turple, let's say, slips up here, he falls back per row. Right now, it would be position number 9 for the zero. And looking at these time trial results here, that number 97, Fleming, going to start on the pole for this race. So right now, 9 positions in between them. Not enough to take that championship at this point. But if John Fleming goes out, leads the most laps, leads the lap, wins the race, it's going to be close.
Absolutely, for sure. Turple's definitely got a chance of losing this one. He's just got to be very smart and dial this thing in for this first heat race. And I think that starting on the front row, especially with having a 23 of Colby Smith on his outside in his debut in the Parts for Truck Maritime Pole Stock Tour, he's got to earn some respect here from the veterans. And there's no better way of doing it than racing clean. And I can guarantee that's exactly what we're going to see from that SFR number 23 car. Jerry, you're all set and ready to go. Look at this for a lineup. I get excited about watching these guys go. All I've heard all afternoon is how fast they were in time trials. Let's put them in action, see how they do in some traffic. And you know, with all these points, battles coming up tonight, this is the big one. Nobody's holding anything back. It's going to get ugly. The lights on the top of the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour Dodge base car. Sponsored by Dartmouth. And the car scrolls down the back stretch into turn 3 and 4. Tim Terry, here comes a green flag. Here comes Sean Turbo.
Watch that 13 car, guys. It's Dean Clattenburg. We talked about veterans in this field. How about that second row? McKenzie to the outside, Clattenburg to the inside is Turbo. Guys, enjoy it with that mythology one.
Look at the rookie leader. The old three star help. Help is definitely driving in deep and holding it to the bottom as he gets into the door and gets a bit on the 0-2 of McKenzie. Going through 1-2. Watch for him to clear him coming up off of 4.
Established a two-car length lead in the 23 of Colby Smith. Clattenburg in third. It's a gaggle back there, guys. Their position number 4 is helping. Tries to navigate the best.
see the fries. I see the food going by. They get better food than you do right here at Scotia Speed World. Concession lines, that's lined up a little bit, but not too bad. Going to be a nice night, Jerry Paxton. I'm looking forward to watching a lot of these cars in the heat here. Already I can see some of these guys have set their cars up for later tonight. You can see they're sliding around a little bit. And as that temperature goes down, things get a little tighter, that car is going to work real, real well. So some drivers, I think, looking ahead. And the setup on the race car, just scuffing in some rubber and getting it ready. Guys, the next heat race rolling onto the racetrack right now. The 29 car of Greg Proud looked absolutely spectacular in the first two practices. He did a bunch of adjustments and the car went away out of a little bit. And you see that in time trials. He didn't get the time that he was hoping for. He laid down a lightning fast lap in practice, but he couldn't back it up. Another guy in this heat race is the floor of Mike Stevens. He was the exact same way. That car was absolutely garbage in time trials, going down into 3 and 4 both laps. And he did not get the lap time that he was hoping for. And it's going to be very interesting to watch both of those cars as the night progresses. Those are definitely two cars to keep your eye on. They're going to be starting right around mid-pack. And they're definitely both very exciting drivers coming through traffic. The difference in the team race now is that the 4 car, Mike Stevens, is going to start in traffic already, position number 5. For that number 4, 29, Greg Proud, going to start out front. And it seems like he's going to be able to do that. I know the last couple of races, he's coming to me. I said, what's the game plan? Well, I have 3 different setups. I'm not sure which one's going to work. We have 3 practices. We're going to try to set up in each practice. And then we're going to throw something on the car for time trials.
Absolutely. And that's the best way of going, is we're going to get the one to go this time by. We want to do a quick field run down here, Tim. The 29 of Greg Proud starting on the pole. Then you've got Ted Vincent in the 8, the 11 of Marty Prevost. Back to the 91 car, Tim, take it away.
That's Dylan Gosby. The 4 is Mike Stevens. The 98, the Brian of Cape Breton, Jerome Kehoe. 24, Steve Ross, and the rookie for start in the Pro Stock Tour, 67 of Dylan Michael. In line, side by side up front. And it's the birthday boy on the outside line, 45 years young yesterday, of Ken Vincent. He said it was 35, though. I got to say that it was 45.
The 8 car gets a great run on the outside of Brown. And the other one is the number 3 goes to the 98 Keo. Lots of pull in that number 8 for Ken Vincent as he drives it down the back stretch. The 29 of Greg Brown bring on his back bumper. Following him, Dylan Gosby in the from that number 8 car. He was rolling through the center. It was good. He got a little bit of drive up off. And, you know, he was back in the corner up. You see him? He was letting off a little bit earlier than Proud. Proud was better on entry. And, you know, that's what it takes. You need drive off on a short track.
And you mentioned Vector Aerospace, RDMD Refrigeration, H&P Glover, Travelers Rest RV Center, and Summerside Auto Parts, sponsoring the number 8. From Prince Edward, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Vincent.
Scotia Speed World, one of those racetracks that we will see 2 and 3 wide racing as soon as we get to that Dartmouth 200 later today here at Scotia Speed World. Dynamite race coming up, Jerry.
No doubt in my mind we're going to see 3 wide. I just keep wondering if they're going to try to go 4 wide because they're going to be anxious to make this one happen. You know, when you get to the final race of the season, the guys at the front of the points, they may points race. They may watch what they're doing. They're always calculating, where do I have to be? Where do I have to be? But for 20 guys in the field, it doesn't matter. All that matters is getting the checkered flag, and they're going to give it everything. They'll go after the leaders and put them in positions they would rather not be in. So, buckle up. Tighten it up. It's going to be a wild race when we get going tonight.
Okay, cars all lining up on the front stretch. In transition right now, race fans. And get ready for the pre-race celebration here at Scotia Speed World. It's in our Dodge 200 for the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour. It's all straight ahead here on SiriusXM Channel 157 Sports Express Racetime Radio. Got to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio for pushing all the buttons, turning the right knobs to bring this coverage to you live straight across the Racetime Radio network.
You can hear it down here right now. The crews are all getting set up. Everybody is definitely on edge right now, especially the Purple crew. I'm looking at the Dexter Construction team down here set up right in front of me. These guys are definitely working diligently to get everything set up to where they can grab it if they need it. And it's going to be definitely a wild race to that 100-lap mark.
It's always interesting to have a good look at pit road and see what they did come prepared with. I see lots of tires. A little bit of tape. I think everybody's optimistic.
So we're letting the fans down on the racetrack right now. We'll have the autograph session here. So head over, greet your favorite driver, and probably a half hour or so for autographs, and then we will be rolling with the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
All right, well, we got a little bit of downtime here. We've got driver of the number 67, Dylan Blackhorn. This is his first Pro Stock Tour start. He's out here signing some autographs for his fans. You know, work your way through the ranks, and now you're here at the Maritime Pro Stock Tour level. How does it feel, man? You've had a very impressive beginning to the day here at Scotia Speed World.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's a great bunch of guys, and they're trying to keep everyone beat since probably the first 100. And I don't know what's in an elite lap quite yet, but just try to finish the full 200. That'll be my goal for today.
Now, looking here at Scotia Speed World, obviously you got lots of laps here in other forms of race cars, but what's the overall feel sitting behind the wheel of a Pro Stock Tour car? Give the fans kind of an idea of what it's like to drive this high horsepower, drippy machine.
Well, they got a lot of brakes and they got a lot of horsepower. It's trying to come up the corner. Our motor's missing there a little bit right now, so we're trying to clear that out. But I think we got it figured out, so should be a good race. Should be a good 20 laps.
Right on. You got that right foot all warmed up?
Oh, yeah. I'll put it on the floor for you.
Right on. That's Bill Blackhorn. In his debut in the Parts for Truck Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Jerry, I do believe you're down there to yak at some people for us.
Absolutely. We stopped down here by the number 35 of Brad Mann. Brad, you're starting pretty deep in this field.
It's been my whole summer. I've been deep in the field, 19 and all the way back. So, plugging into that, you got no worries coming up. So, we'll think positive out of that.
I got 200 laps in front of us, and we're basically going to take a break at the half there for you. How big do the adjustments have to be at the half, or is it just gas and go?
Well, most teams, we start racing our old tires. We all got 4 stickers, so 90% of the team will take the wet tires the last half. So that's a little bit of strategy, gas in it. And once you come off the old tires, you people all don't know what you got when you go in the new tires. So you just get some to go, and you're going to see some teams maybe get late. Like, if there's only 6 or 7 tires on the lead lap, 40 to go or something, you might see a team get real late and take on the tires and then come back up through it. So it's a little bit of strategy. We just finished 250 in Ferguson last weekend, and we had a choke when we get that there. They didn't stop. So a lot of different teams did had a deep red, so we had a lap 60 in the fourth quarter. We were going to stay out of the track direct, so you never know.
Now, this afternoon, you time trialed and you had some qualifying runs in sunshine. The weather's changed a lot here in the last little bit. Is that going to make a big difference on the car?
Qualifying wouldn't make any difference for me because I couldn't qualify a wheelbarrow, so that wouldn't matter. It'll tighten up a little bit here. Maybe the sun gone in the race, but I never really judged my qualifying because some guys just put the car in shape to do laps and aren't going to race at that. However, I qualify at all races at all night. That's my problem.
So the real strategy is get out here and have a bunch of fun.
Yeah, and have to drive by 18 cars.
Sounds like a plan to me. Brad Mann's going to start in the 35 car.
I have a 50-50 number here as well. Get out your trainer's 50-50 tickets. I don't have a total here, but I'm sure it's a big amount. It was over nearly $1,000 last night. 6-2-8-9-6. That is 6-2-8-9-6. And the winner can get an autograph picture of Jerome Keogh, driver number 9. Ian, what do you got for today?
Well, hopefully we made the right adjustments. We over-adjusted for the time trials, and so hopefully we made the right adjustments, and good luck to the point leaders and the guys who are fighting for that. You know, it's a hard race. You know, watch out for them, and you're trying to get out of the podium to finish yourself. And so there's a lot of different races going on, so we just have to play it out and see what happens.
I told them guys earlier, you've been in a situation before. We're looking at 200 laps. What do you have to do to get this 98 car in victory lane?
Well, the first half, I'm going to keep the fenders out and stay on the lead lap. That's what we did here for 250. We ran up almost to the top five. We got a flat, so hopefully we can do the same thing tonight and see play it out.
And I know you got a dedicated crew back here as well that's looking for a couple of mentions. Rick's there now. He's being shy, I guess.
Yeah, Rick's our tire guy. He does well. All the boys work hard. My crew chief, Tom Hayes, he just puts in an extra effort every week. And all of us, the whole crew, and Peter Hills came down this week from up to help out with the tires. And he took care of Junior Kelly's place this week, so hopefully, you know, we can get something from them guys.
We'll win tonight.
Thank you.
And I see Mitchell here. He's celebrating a birthday, so we want to wish Mitchell a happy birthday, as I believe Joe Junior has gone up with Steve Halpin.
Yeah, I'm down here with Steve Halpin, and, you know, we had to take a little break to sign some autographs here. Look at all the fans on this racetrack here at Scotia SpeedWorld. This is absolutely awesome, and, you know, you're leading the rookie standings, driver of the 03, AJ Mallett, Payton, Chevy. Great run today, but you're starting 17th. You're right in the middle of the Hornets' nest. How's that going to play out?
Well, I'm not sure how the wing find out, but we just do our best to stay out of trouble and pick a cruiser spots and hopefully make it into the top 10.
Now, I've watched you now in the Cat 250 here, and you had a decent run at the Cat 250 going. And now you're starting back here. Did you guys change your setup a little bit, change it around, heading into this race?
Not so much. It's just the tracks have changed from day to day. Like, you never know what you're getting into. But we struggled a little bit earlier today, but I think we got a pretty good baseline for tonight.
Now, that's driver of the 03 car, Steve Halpin. He's got to sign some autographs down here. I know Jerry Paxton is standing down here getting ready to shoot the breeze, I guess we could say.
Well, we come up with Dylan Gosby. Dylan, watching you in the qualifier this afternoon, it looked like the car was coming around to you pretty good. Are you happy with the way it's working?
Yeah, the car was great in practice and qualifying. We brought up there with the rest of the guys, but the car was running really comfortably. We got shot a bit in the heat race, so kind of hurt us a bit, but we got our tank up and looked forward to the race.
Now, I know when you have a little bit of a rough qualifying run and they hit you at the back, it just makes it a whole lot more interesting. We watched Jeff Dillman do it in the sportsman race where he went to the back and came right up to the field, so maybe that's just the tone this year is going to set for you.
That'd be nice, Bill. Get a shot.
See how things go this afternoon. Comfortable with the racetrack? Everything's good?
Yeah, it's great. We've only been here a few times, but very comfortable with our coming in here, so looking forward to getting at it.
Watching turns 1 and 2 in the sportsman race, my impression is she can get a little wild getting through those turns. Is there a preferred group?
All the turns are wild here for me, so I don't know. I'm new to the track, so I'll get more better at it each time, but not there yet.
The more experience, the better, the more fun.
Exactly.
Dylan Gosby's going to have a great run. He's starting 16th tonight.
From a driver that has a few starts here to a driver who has many starts here, it's the 0-2 of Mike McKenzie. Starting mid-pack, what do you got for the boys tonight?
Well, we're not really sure, because the car was, we've been kind of working on the car, so it's good later on, because last race here at the 250, we were good in the first half, and then the car really went away in the second half. So we were working very hard to try and make the car quick win up when it counted. So I'm not really sure just yet, but I think we're going to be pretty good.
The halfway break can be very difficult here, can it?
Absolutely, because everybody puts 10
Mike Stevens. I am standing here with Mike Stevens, and anybody that follows me on Twitter, at Motor Promotions, would know on Thursday, I picked Mike Stevens to win this race. I had to make a pick for Racetime Radio, and, you know, watching you in the Cat 250 was a heartbreaker mid-race, but you came through the field twice. You went from the back to the front, back to the front, and, you know, you went out there, you set fast time in the second-to-last practice, and I figured you had this thing dialed in for time trials. You went out there, and it just washed up the racetrack on you, and then you got kind of pinned behind in your heat race. Like, what happened there in time trials? I know all the fans that were here have seen it. You got a fast piece under you, but what happened?
Kind of much time trials up a little bit, didn't get enough heat in the tires, and overdrove in the turn, and then that just messed the whole lap up. So I went into lap 2, and said maybe I'd drive in the turn a little slower, and I got off turn 2 right and messed that one up.
You know, that's the fun part about short track racing, especially when you got 200 laps to do it. You can mess up on a few laps as long as you got straight body pedals on the car. You've got great sponsors on the side of this race car, and for all the fans that can't see it that are listening in online, this is one of the coolest looking race cars I've seen, black and fluorescent orange. Mike, you guys always bring a nice looking piece to the racetrack, and you guys have done it again, man.
Yeah, it takes a lot of fiberglass work to keep it looking good, but our car's good, it looks good, and hopefully it drives good.
Mike's got lots of autographs to sign here. We've got everybody down here on the racetrack. How come there isn't more of you? Look at all the people up there. Come on down, get an autograph. Jerry Paxton, I know you're standing with somebody that's synonymous to the New York Times Pro Stock Tour. Who do you got?
Well, Dean Concord is so busy signing autographs here, I'm not sure he's going to take a break. Unless his wrist is sore, that might be the only reason.
He's not getting shy, is he?
Dean climbed into 13 car has had a lot of success in the last little while. Any pressure on you?
Yeah. Yeah, Dash has got some pretty big shooters for me to fill. He does an awesome job in this car. And I haven't been in the seat as much the last couple of years as I want to be, so yeah, I'll have an opportunity to roll and do it and give me a chance in this pink great car. It's really awesome car, and I'm just getting to have it.
So starting in the middle of the pack, how big is the challenge?
It's pretty big challenge. There's some really good cars here tonight. I got a long ways to go. I mean, the last two races we've been able to kind of put on a show for the fans, and I love when that's able to happen. But we'll see if we can move up forward tonight.
What's the secret to pulling this thing off tonight?
Patience. It's going to take a lot of patience to keep the fenders on it until they're in the race.
You know, I heard that word patience out of a lot of drivers, and as soon as I put the helmet on, it seems to forget.
Yeah, I forgot qualifying. It's only 2 laps that I forgot, but anyway, it's a long race, 200 laps, great fans here tonight, awesome racetrack, we're looking forward to it.
We'll have some fun. Dean Clattenburg, get ready to go racing.
I'm down here with BJ and the Q Morning Crew. Well, sort of, I talk to this guy every Tuesday morning, but I'm down here with Bubba. It's the Q104 Live with the Q Morning Crew contest.
Yeah, it's good to live with the Q Morning Crew for a $10,000 contest. Almost life-wise, kind of done me. I take them around for several weeks and get them seen, get them talked about. So, say, hey, I've seen them at Sky Spiro, the Dermatized 200, and I've seen them anywhere, right? That's the whole point of it. You have a link of all your pictures and stuff you take over the time. They look at it, they judge it. First place is $10,000, they have five $1,000 prizes.
I was being pretty solid. He's not saying a whole lot. We want to thank Q104 for our promotions here on part of the weeks here at Scotia Speedway, the weekly racing series, and of course, this time with Dodge 200, and bring home some cash and buy that.
Yeah, that's what I'm after. I want the 10 grand, so trying to get a scene to talk about.
Is he going to be in victory lane if you guys win the championship?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, this is going to be exciting. And I know Junior here with another personality here that is leaving us here at the end of the month.
I think both of us should interview Matt Jakes. You know Matt Jakes way better than I do, but I follow him on Facebook, and I tell you what, this guy's got some of the coolest photos of race cars that I have ever seen, and you know what, the Maritime Pro Stock Tour is going to be missing out not having you here at each and every race, and Matt, you know, I follow you from a distance, but everybody here has got to love the photos that you take, and you know, it's really cool to have such a cool tribute going on. I see lots of stickers on race cars, and that's got to be something that's really special for you, man.
Oh, man, Joe, thank you very much. That's just fantastic. Let me tell you, I just try to do the best
Jimmy that's on the track here. And, you know, you've got world class drivers, and I think it's really world class fans that make this tour what it is, too, and just trying to show it what it is.
And moving on to British Columbia here at the end of the month, but you're putting on a whole lot of miles. Now, I know you went to the Nürburgring, you're going to the Goodwood Festival of Speed as well. You're putting on the miles here.
Oh, yeah, you bet, Tim. That's actually a good revival next week. But, yeah, Festival of Speed would be on the bucket list there, too. You know, just trying to tick things off one by one. And, yeah, you're right. I've been up to some pretty darn cool events. And to be honest, it would not have happened if it wasn't for shooting the Pro Stock Tour and shooting the weekly series here at Scotia Speed World. There's just no chance at all. I've gotten completely hooked on shooting motorsports out here, and it's just caught fire with myself. And let me tell you, I've been around to some other races in different places and really high profile stuff, and people have got nothing on what's going on here, too. Let me tell you that.
Now, for all the fans at home listening in, and for everybody sitting here, if somebody wants to check out some Matt James photos, how do they do that?
Well, your number one stop would be MaritimeProStockTour.com, which you might have heard that website already today, but try to get a little slideshow and gallery up there ASAP, trying to get the photos done as fast as the drivers work, too. But if you want to go straight to the source, it's MattJakes.com. Last name is J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. And MattJakes.com, that's your source. And I might be moving, but the photos aren't going anywhere. They'll be up. Check them out.
Now, you know, I hate to ask you this question, but who's going to win tonight in the Maritime Pro Stock Tour 200 for the Dartmouth Dodge 200?
Well, that's usually Tim's job to keep me on my toes there, or, you know, just catch me off guard a little bit. But let's see here. I've probably got an answer that I think, you know, Sean's really got himself in a fantastic position. Sean Turple has got himself in a great position for the championship. I would call him to win the race. I think he's going to have to be a little bit concerned with Oak, because John Fleming's really putting on a show there in qualifying. So I think it really could be Fleming's race. My dark horse pick, though, and this was actually before I saw that amazing tribute on the Mike Stevens car, was going to be number four, Mike Stevens. He's won here before Speed World. He's won already this year on tour. And, man, that car looked fast in practice, and in qualifying, just had to get the reins on it. Otherwise, he would have been right in the front there.
Now, before we can go any further, we need the fans that are on the front straight away. We need them to start making their way back up to the grandstand side so we can get some racing down here. And we talked about the changing weather conditions. I see some dark clouds off corner number two. So we ask all the fans that are on the racetrack, including Bobby Mack and the Q, or BJ and the Q Morning crew, to head back up to the tower or the grandstand side. And we're going to get some racing here momentarily. So we want to, that's the important thing. We need to get some racing now.
The faster everybody gets to their seats, the faster we get to see some green flag action for the Dartmouth 200.
Hey, before you go anywhere, Matt Jakes, you got a job in radio. You're a good talker. You know that?
What?
That's Matt Jakes, Tim Terry. I know Jerry Paxton's standing down there. He's getting ready to talk to somebody that drives, is it a Dodge?
I believe it is. I believe it is. The number 29, Greg Pratt. Yeah, Greg, I know you had a great run. I'm going to let you keep signing autographs. Don't quit. I'll just hold the mic in your face so you can talk while you sign. So what a long slide center. Greg, you had a great qualified run there today. I know time trials weren't exactly the best thing, but you had a lot of fun in that qualifying.
Yeah, she was a little bit out of control, but we just missed the top eight just by a little bit, so we're happy.
So going in this tonight now, you're going to start off here again just around the middle of the field. Not half of the middle, but still the middle. It's a long way to go to get to the front.
Yeah, it is. Had our old tires on. We're going to just lay low for the first half and see what happens. But I think we had a really good car today, so hopefully we can do something with it.
Think you can catch that 97?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. We have a little run for you there, so I told him I'm not going for everything.
If he wants it, he's got to earn it.
Yeah, I told him I'm taking it, brother.
That's the best way. Greg Brown's going to go off. He's already talking about getting to the front with the 97 or John Fleming.
He's usually a man of many words, that Greg Proud. Once again, we'd ask all the fans that are on the front straightaway to start heading back up to the grandstand because we want to get this party started for 200 green flag laps. Here with Colby Smith, driver number 23, second start on the Pro Stock Tour.
Yeah, a little bit different car this time. I get to give a good run for Frank and the guys. They've been great to me for a couple of years, so pretty big honor to be in this car and do a shot. This is the car that Turple and Slama both got their start in, and not many. So it's a pretty good deal for me.
You gave it a good run in the heat race as well. What do you have for 200 miles?
I'm not sure yet. The car's really good on the outside, but we'll just work the first half trying to go on the bottom, and see what we got to do for the second half.
You can tear it up again in the sports, man.
day goes, but possibly pay for the pro stock race. Maybe he'll be able to do the enough sports to have a pro stock, but all depends on how the day goes.
We'll find out, sure.
We hope so.
Good luck, Aaron. This is going to be an awesome show.
Thanks.
Tim, I've caught up with driver of the number 89. He's got the best last name in the Maritime Pro Stock Tour, Donald Chisholm, driver of the 89 Celtic Ford. You had the toughest practice session than anybody that's sitting on this racetrack right now. Donald, how does it feel to be up here in the top five? I know you guys were struggling early on in practice.
Yeah, we struggled pretty bad today, actually. We came back with something we'd run here before, and it just wasn't working. So, anyway, we got after it a little bit and qualified much better than we expected, and here we are.
Now, you're going to run this 200 lap for tonight, and then next weekend you're going to hightail it down to your stomping grounds, I guess we could say, and run in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. Are you guys ready for that as well?
Yeah, we're pretty well ready. It's a race we always look forward to every year, of course, having everybody down and racing the pitch. So, anyway, I think we're pretty well ready. We're going to try the same stuff we worked on last year, and we ran third, so let's get up there and see what happens.
What's it going to take to wear out the right rear tire on that 97 car over there, that bright green thing of John Fleming? Are you going to be beating on the back door pretty early on in this race?
Probably not too early. It's a long race, so we'll wait to halfway and hopefully have the fenders come on and put some tires on and go at it in the second half.
Did you pay Lady Luck today?
No, but somebody gave me a lucky quarter, so it might be the deal.
10-4. We'll keep that lucky quarter deep in that pocket. Jerry Paxton's caught up with your pole sitter, the 97 car, John Fleming.
Well, John, you are the fastest man at Scotia Speed World today. So, no pressure on you whatsoever. No pressure on these other guys. Nobody seems to be worried about catching you.
I mean, that sounds good to me. Hopefully, we can stay up front and lead a bunch of laps and do what we need to do here. Basically, you're just going to at least be real strong here and kind of launch our way a little bit, and I think we'll get things going in the right direction.
So, now the challenge is going to be on that green flag. You haven't had the qualifier. You didn't have to come out and try it again. Two laps, you're set up. Have you had to change the car a little bit? Is this weather start to change?
Yeah, definitely. The track tightened up a ton. Basically, not in the gas for cash. We just wanted to see what the car was. And it felt like the temp guy had the track. So we made some big adjustments to go a little quicker. So I like anyway.
How confident are you in the changes? Not worried at all, or are you just thinking maybe we might be off a tip?
We might be off a tip, but this is the longer lap. If we are, we'll get it right halfway, and we'll be back to the front.
As long as your arms don't get tired.
Exactly.
John Fleming, fastest man at Scotia Speed World. He's got the pole for the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
And I'm down here with the birthday boy, Ken Vincent. It's 35, right?
35, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they got all that messed up.
What do you got for your after 200 laps?
I don't know. We struggled all day. We made some changes for the future, and hopefully we went the right way with it.
What's the goal for 200 laps? Obviously, get to the front. I know you're battling with the points battle as well, trying to get that one more spot.
Of course, stay in trouble, stay in the lead lap for the first half, and try to get something out of the second part of it. And the birthday celebration's on after. The birthday celebration is on after. Yeah, 35.
Thanks, Ken Vincent, driver number 8. We once again ask all the fans to get back up into the entirety grandstand. We want to get this party started down here. 200 green flag laps. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Once again, to get your final autograph and head back up to the grandstand.
Guys, we got a guy standing down here holding a big checkered flag, and he's got a smile on the size of his race car, the driver of the 72, Brad Eddy. Brad, you had a great run in practice. You had a great run in time trials. You're sitting right behind, I guess we can call him Mr. Fleming tonight.
Yes, Mr. Fleming. Got to respect seniority, so, you know, I'm just trying to run clean and make sure that he knows that I respect my elders, and that will be good.
Now, Brad, you guys have an awesome team built here, and you've got King stickers all over this race car, and that's got to mean a lot to you guys. I know we talked earlier on our Sirius program earlier on today on 157, but one thing that you brought up is you might be running some stuff a little bit down south. What can the fans, how can they catch up with you after tonight?
Yeah, it's the Danish blend in the second metal car was fast early in the season. That was fast. It should be as fast now, so that means that we can make plans next year to go down. So if you want to keep up with that, you can follow my website or follow me on Twitter. Twitter's linked on the website, or just, you know, keep up to date on Checkers Records. It's a great website. It's really awesome. We got a lot of ways to keep up with me.
That's driver of the 72 car. Once again, fans, if you can start making your way towards the grandstands, we've got to get this race underway.
Last call. We need everybody up in the grandstand that is not a part of the Dartmouth Dodge 200 or the pit crews. Everybody back up to the grandstand. You feel this wind? Yeah, we're looking at a little bit of weather, so we need everybody back up in the grandstand.
You can catch up with all of these drivers down in the pit area after this race. I know every one of these drivers will be willing to sign each and every one of your autographs at the end of this show tonight. Just make your way over into the pit area after the event and grab a couple signatures and get up personal with the cars once again here at Scotia Speed World. Tim Terry, what are you looking forward to most about this Dartmouth Dodge 200?
I see an interested person walking down here, Paul McLean from Riverside International Speedway, big weekend next weekend.
Yeah, that's our final weekend. Summer will go fast. The fun's about the end for us, but yeah, the NASCAR entire series there next week on the Sportsman and the Legend, so we're finishing it off with a splash.
We're hoping not to bring the weather from Ontario. Apparently, they're having troubles in Barrie trying to get that race in.
Yeah, Barrie's officially done today, which might hurt us a bit because now the guys are going to have to race Sunday. They're running out of gear in Barrie, so.
And that Sportsman and Legend show always puts on a fantastic appetizer for that NASCAR Canadian Tire Series.
Yeah, and they've been a great show this year. They've been doing a great job, and good car counts, and the fairs are awesome. So Friday night show is expected to be a really good show, too.
Tickets, where can you get tickets?
863-2410.
Riverside Speedway, that's the end.
Exactly.
That's Paul McLean from Riverside International Speedway. Once again, we need everybody back up in the grandstand. That is not a part of opening ceremonies. Drivers to the podium, please. Drivers to the podium.
All right, I gave you your first donut here, Mr. Turple. You are you're the points leader. You've been very conservative all day, but you laid down some fast laps in practice. You're going for this championship. How are you feeling at this moment? You got some butterflies in that belly?
No, nothing too bad right now. A couple people have been asking me what I need to do, and I said I'll talk to them about it afterwards. I'd rather not talk to them too much. But no, the car has been super solid all day. We missed it a little bit in time trials, but I think we're going to be in real good shape.
Now, what do you think this weather is going to do? Coming from a points leader perspective, it's cooled down quite a bit here. If it does come down to the point where we are racing halfway with weather moving towards us, what's your strategy? Or are you going to tell me? You're not going to tell me, are you?
Well, no, I think pretty much everybody's got their old tires on, so it'd be an awful shame for all of us to have a new set of tires sitting on the pit card if we only get to halfway. But, like I said, the car's been super solid all day. We're going to try and drive to the front a little bit and keep the wheels on it and go from there.
Now, you've had a relaxing day down in the pit area. I've seen you taking a little rest inside of your trailer. That's got to feel good to know that you guys are that prepared heading into tonight.
Yeah, all the races we try to get prepared, we get to the track, and hopefully if it works out, the car is decent, and you can relax a little bit and just know everything's good on the car.
Did you think that we weren't going to interview you while you were signing autographs?
I was kind of hoping, yeah.
We're saving the best to last. That's Sean Turple, driver of the Zero Dexter Construction car. Watch for him tonight. He's going for a championship.